This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
The Queens will see you now.
So that door is open.
Oh, that door is wide open.
And we're putting up a powerful fight.
I'll destroy the only thing you have left.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, March 16th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Whoopi Goldberg has issued an apology after using what is often considered to be an offensive slur for Romani people on Wednesday's episode of The View. During a discussion about Donald Trump's alleged connection to adult film actress Stormy Daniels, conservative co-host and former Trump associate Alyssa Farah Griffin spoke about a lack of outrage on the matter from, quote, white MAGA brothers on Twitter. Goldberg then segued the point into a conversation about Trump's larger base of support, people who think he got ripped off. After EW reached out for comment, The View tweeted a video of Goldberg addressing the segment. Have a listen.
You know, when you're a certain age, you use words that you know from when you were a kid or you remember saying, and that's what I did today, and I shouldn't have. I should have thought about it a little longer before I said it, but I didn't. And I should have said cheated, and I used another word, and I'm really, really sorry.
In other news, the gates to Immemorial City are closed. Well, for now, anyway. Disney Plus's Willow will not return for a season two, but the future of the series, based on the 1988 Ron Howard fantasy film, remains up in the air. As a part of the Lucasfilm legacy, a continuation could be revisited in the future. And another member of the Crisley family has landed in legal trouble. Kyle Crisley was arrested by Tennessee's Smyrna Police Department on Tuesday for aggravated assault. He was released after posting a $3,000 bond and has a court date set for March 20th. According to TMZ, Kyle brandished a fixed blade during an altercation at work, but his wife, Ashley Crisley, told Page Six that isn't true, saying, quote, Kyle has a knife that he carries for work, but he did not pull it out or brandish it, nor did he use it on the person. He will plead not guilty. For more on all of these stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. The characters at the center of today's number three pick are in trouble. Good trouble, that is. The Freeform series isn't making fans wait to find out what happens after that intense season four finale, as the season five premiere thankfully picks up right where we left off as Mariana, Evan, and Joaquin attempt to escape Silas's farm. Things take a turn for the dramatic as someone gets shot. And the Coterie family, including Callie, as Maya Mitchell returns as guest star, comes together to deal with the fallout. Listen to this trailer teasing hard times ahead.
Knocked out.
Someone that you care about was shot.
You're back.
I don't know what to say.
Do you think they're gonna make it?
Well, find out how everyone's lives will be forever changed when Good Trouble Season 5 premieres at 10 o'clock tonight on Freeform.
Number two.
Court is in session. The Queen's Court, that is. A new dating series on Peacock from producer Will Packer. The 10-episode show brings together Tamar Braxton, Evelyn Lozada, and Nivea to reign over 21 prospective suitors. Holly Robinson Pete and Rodney Pete act as hosts as these three stars try to find their king. Let's take a listen.
As individual women, all of us have experienced very public relationships.
It's really hard for me to let my guard down, but it's time to kind of take the bricks down.
I'm just looking for that zing, that spark, something I can't shake.
Damn, 21 men?
You're gonna have to pray for us.
We're ready.
My goodness!
This process isn't for guys who get intimidated.
You like nipple clamps, sis?
I'm open to it.
We can write some songs together.
Oh, you don't have to.
Making you smile is what matters to me.
Does he make your spirit jump or your jump? I don't know if he's genuine.
You're not working hard enough.
I told you that to your face.
I wanted to pay the rent.
It is not going to be easy to become a king to one of our queens. So that door is open.
Oh, that door is wide open.
Oh, wow.
This is going to be a fun one. All 10 episodes of Queen's Court are streaming on Peacock. Nipple clamps and all.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. When she's not busy singing or trying to find a man, Tamar Braxton has also been a reality competition contestant. Which show did she compete on and win? RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, Celebrity Big Brother, or The Masked Singer? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch will be right back.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. We are returning to the world of Grisha for today's number one pick, the season two premiere of Shadow and Bone. While season one was inspired by the main events of Shadow and Bone, the first book in Leigh Bardugo's core trilogy that kickstarted the Grishaverse, season two adapts two books across eight episodes, Siege and Storm and Ruin and Rising, while continuing the Crow's Arc. Now, Alina and Mal are on the run across the True Sea. The Darkling miraculously survived the battle within the Shadowfold and has only grown stronger. While he assembles his own forces to take over the country, the Sun Summoner, now framed as an enemy of Ravka, is determined to find Morozova's amplifiers to become strong enough to tear down the Fold. Here's a preview, which kicks off with an ominous dark cloud rolling in, threatening all.
It's Kerrigan.
The Darkling has created an unkillable army made of shadow.
Kerrigan damned this country into darkness. I have to destroy him. So good.
You are Alina Starkov.
We almost had on the Fold.
Well, you couldn't do it with one amplifier.
I need the power of all three.
We must find Firebird and the Sea Whip. Take their power. Finish what you started.
You with me?
Always. Adventure. Danger. Now you're speaking my language. What nightmare have we gotten ourselves into? I didn't realize you were patriots. Well, if you die, we don't get paid. I promised that you and I would change the world.
That is never going to happen. I'll destroy the only thing you have left.
Know what price it demands until it is too late.
Are you willing to sacrifice that which is most precious to you?
That is quite the trailer, I gotta say. This season, by the way, promises lots of high-stakes drama involving characters that fans of the book will recognize, including Prince Nikolai Lantsev, the youngest son of the King and Queen of Ravka, who created an alter ego for himself, the pirate known as Sturmond, as well as Tamar Kurbatar and Tolya Batar, twin heart renderers aboard Sturmond's ship. Shadow and Bone, Season 2 is streaming now on Netflix. And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Tamar Braxton won which reality competition? RuPaul's Secret Celebrity Drag Race, Celebrity Big Brother, or The Masked Singer? Well, would you isolate from the rest of the world for an entire month for this show? The answer is Celebrity Big Brother. Braxton won the second installment of the celebrity version in 2019. She beat out Ryan Lochte, Joey Lawrence, and Tom Green, among others, for the $250,000 grand prize. Well, folks, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Executive Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day. This episode of What to Watch was written by Ashley Boucher, Sydney Buxbaum, and EW staff. Edited by Sammy Junio. Produced by Ashley Boucher. Hosted and produced by Jared Hall. And executive produced by Chanel Johnson. 1, 2.